Get ready for an uplifting experience with Coached Soul. Join us as we bring you the dynamic duo of Steve Hudgens, a licensed professional counselor, and Kenya Evelyn, a transformational leadership coach. Together, they'll guide you through engaging episodes filled with valuable insights and actionable tips on mental health, relationships, self-care, emotional well-being, and personal growth. Coached Soul is your go-to podcast for empowering discussions that will help you thrive. So let's get started and welcome our hosts, Steve and Kenya.
Welcome back to another transition. How do you like that segue, Kenya? Because we talked last week about transitions in life. And, yes. I just to put another multifaceted juncture here is that the resistance. When you think about resistance to transition, it doesn't allow us to grow. It doesn't allow us to see the reality of that. And I find it fascinating. So an illustration that we can, ping off of is I've seen a picture to where a bicycle stayed forever there and a tree enveloped over the bike. And that tree overcame the resistance of the bike. And so it covered the bike.
Yes.
So now the bike is in the tree. So
quite
I look
beautiful.
At, right. So I'm like, okay, how do we manage the resistance when we have pushback because we're trying to transition like a snake sheds its skin?
And what I love about that illustration is that, yes, the tree overcame the resistance. That's one perspective. And listeners, I want you to really remember this word. It's your best friend perspective. Okay, so overcame the bicycle, but was the bicycle made to be leaning in the tree? Is that what the bicycle was created for?
No, it was for us to ride.
Exactly. So it lost its purpose and decay. That's another perspective.
Mm-hmm.
It just stayed, but it was very safe leaning against that tree.
And that happens in our marriage.
It happens all the time. So for those of us in the past version of me, I would freak out when things would change. Because what it meant for my younger self is I didn't feel safe. Now everything's changing. Now my mom is moving to America. How is it going to be? She was my everything. And now I'm doing this. Now I'm doing that. So it's a false sense of safety because there is no such thing as staying the same.
Right.
But those of us are surrounded by children, and I say all of us, whether you're parent or not, you see children growing. I mean, clothes from last summer does not fit this summer because their legs and their arms change. For those of us adults, we will only physically change if we are actually losing weight or gaining weight, gaining muscle. But if you look in the mirror, we are changing. There are signs of wrinkles. There are signs of happiness, or there are signs of joy.
Oh, but Kenya, there's that advertising that wants us to resist change.
Well, the resisting change is a hook to keep you stuck.
Say that again.
To resist change is to accept being hooked like a fish to keep you stuck. It's an illusion. It's a false sense of safety.
But Kenya, that's what makes me happy, is what I hear.
Does it really makes you happy or makes you feel comfortable and safe in your physical body? But may I ask your emotional body if you feel fulfilled? May I ask your energy body if you feel expensive? You love to travel. I love to travel. Tell me what happens when you travel.
For me, there's a shift and change in my mindset.
About everything.
Right?
Oh, I love this different food. I love this different sunset. Excuse me. I love this different, even the water tastes different. The air is different. Your eyes feels different.
Yes.
So aren't you changing every minute? And before we hit on in this podcast, we were talking about, you know, literally last week, I went through an immense shift in my body, in my physical body, energy body, and spiritual body. I went through a 5-day fast. And I'm telling you, I'm not the same person. So if I shift, if you shift on a daily basis, weekly basis, to accept that shift is to actually see reality as something that I am willing to dance with. Can you dance staying still?
Come on now. Because your body wiggles.
Your body wiggles. So your emotion body wants to wiggle.
It's funny because I can stand and worship and sing these wonderful songs, and I catch myself swaying because everybody around me is just swaying to the music. And so it is vibration. Even though we're transitioning in the music, we're accepting that. And so when Kenya and I want to provide some podcast about faith.
Yes, that's
because
my series.
it's being able to look at not resistance, but to just accept, right? And so if we avoid things to be resistant to new thought.
Yes.
So in today's era, what happens, Kenya, is you and I can have this great podcast, and there are several who will laugh at it in the emoji laugh. And I'm like, are we being resistant? And one of the things that I find in the Bible is that happiness is not mentioned very many times, maybe 3 at the most, but the most of it is joy. Finding joy in life is totally different.
Well, I want to speak to that a little bit, not because of our podcast. Honestly, I feel so fulfilled speaking to one person or a million, because I know that my frequency, and I dare to say our frequency, is a frequency of authenticity, and it will land in the ears that are ready to receive.
Yes.
And if there is any crying emoji or I don't like you emoji, then it's not for you, and it's okay.
Right.
And it might not be enough for you for this season. Maybe next season it is, or maybe never. And I have no attachment over it. I want to offer the same truth as you, because I know that every single one of us are in social media in some way, should perform in some platform. And when you look back at comments, likes, shares, either in your personal life or in your business profile, you know, what do you sense? Are you getting validation from, oh, my content is good because it's being shared, or I know who I am and I'm called to change, to change me, not to change the world? Because for me, and I'm speaking very vulnerable here, I actually don't like putting myself out there on social media. I don't like it. Everything in me wants to not do it. And everything in me is pulled to, Kenya, if you don't share your voice, if you don't stretch yourself to do Facebook Lives, to do podcasts, then other people will also retain their brilliance. Like, I am truly doing it so that you are empowered to do you more authentically.
You know, I like what you shared there, Kenya, because here's where I'm going to go with this. Going back to that emoji, we can resist, but here's what's happened to our culture. Back in the day, we used to be able to have differences of opinion and able to accept it, even though it is resistance. Now we have resistance of opinion and we want to avoid. How are we going to build a country again based upon differences of opinion and taking something of a compromise of the differences to grow something bigger? Resistance can be healthy because you and I are putting some information out there that's going to be different from what the world sees.
100%.
But you know what? Like you, when I first wrote my book, when I first started this podcast, I'm like, okay, Steve, not everybody's going to like it. Okay, I get it. But I feel like if our podcast, if what you can do, what I can do in writing our books can help at least one person to grow, to me, it's worth it.
100%. Well, and for me, every time I sit in this chair and I record, I am deepening the truth of my divine download, of the guidance that I hear God's just whispering in my ears. I wanted to know this because the last time that we were here last week, we talked about, well, you cannot say the truth, great things too many times. So here's my request for the listeners. As you are now driving, taking a shower, just listening and drinking your coffee, whatever it is that you're doing, what kind of truths can you feel your brain in this moment to support you in whatever moment you are in life? Because I know that in this moment, there is change. And there are changes that you might be resisting. Like, I know I'm supposed to just clear the garage. I know I'm supposed to end this relationship. This is an abusive boyfriend. I know I'm supposed to own who I am and start a blog to help one person. I know. I the truth is, for you to say, I don't know, I'm calling you out, you do know.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, Kenya, because I want to provide another illustration that is kind of a experiment for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing else but to look at where is human behavior. So I'm in this online type mobile app game system that allows you to have alliances and things of this nature. And one of the things that I noticed in the game was that you have a bunch of bullying, shaming, defamation of character. And it started with one, and now it's grown to over 100 people because of this mentality.
Wow.
And what I noticed is that one may have had the interaction, but it grows like gangrene and accepting negativity.
As normal.
Wow. And so it grows. Mm. And so one character asks the other character to say, hey, just apologize. But that one character knew that they did nothing wrong and refused to apologize because if they can use that against that person.
Mm-hmm.
Look, see, we did all this attacking on you because of this person. Now he apologizes. Well, see, this justifies our attacking. But one of the things is that person stood their ground. And because they got stood their ground, the alliance kicked this person out.
Interesting.
And so it's mob mentality. And it just seems like, you know, here's the begging and pleading. Just do a fake apology. Just do a fake. And I'm like, if you're going to be fake, how can you be genuine to yourself? Just because there's resistance doesn't mean you cave in and be that follower. A leader knows when to stand. A leader knows the consequences of resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Leader knows with confidence. And so as you, when we think about change or resistance, right,
mm-hmm.
it's, here is Kenya, and we're getting this friction of resistance, the ickiness of it. But I remember when I wrote that first article in that book that you and I co-authored.
Exactly.
And it got published.
Mm-hmm.
Notice, I know for me, and then I want you to kind of speak for yourself. For me, there was a shift for me. To be more confident in who I am because my story is out there in print.
100%. For me, it shifted my identity from I'm not a writer or I'm not academic or my English is bad or I don't have all the rules. All those stories just dismantling because I took a step for change. I embraced the resistance. I remember crying it. I had a million steps, like literally I had a million steps. One, I recorded my chapter in audio to get the idea out. And then I got the bullet points out of my audio. Like I had my own system. I created my own so that I would not remain stuck. Right. I want to speak to a couple of things that you just said. I thought it was so powerful. When I embrace resistance as something that is good, because remember the word from the beginning, perspective, it's only with embracing that you build muscle physically, literally, and energetically. Okay, if you want to put up muscle, you got to pump your own body weight. Yes. You don't need, you know, 10, 20, 50 pounds, 100 pounds. You can pump your own body weight. You can do push-ups, pull-ups, but you're pushing against resistance. So how do you see resistance? I'm not telling you to diffuse the resistance and have meditation 24/7. That's not, you know, don't live in a bubble. But when you embrace and dance with it, create movement, create you taking a step of, I am going to detach myself from the how, and I'm declaring that I am dancing it. I'm putting the effort, because the how might keep you stuck. I don't know how. That's like an easy way out. But how do I? Blah, blah, blah. Well, delete the how and just get up the chair. Delete the how and get the first glass of water. Delete the how and just like me, you know, pick up your cell phone and record your thought. Maybe your thought becomes a newsletter, a podcast, an article, or maybe you're journaling for yourself to empower yourself to be the best version of yourself now. And in doing that, your energy shifts. Next thing you know, you embrace the change that was in front of you. And now is no longer change. Now is your reality.
You know, it's going back to the tree and the bicycle. If we, like you said, we get stuck in the how. It's being able to look at it from a different perspective. Now the tree is riding the bike and enjoying life, so to speak. Here's where I'm going to go with this. And I was going to say, don't allow. But you know what? That's like saying, can you don't think about a white polar bear?
Now, what white polar bear, white polar bear.
Right.
I just saw a family of polar bear.
Right. So it's, how do we change this mindset?
Yes.
Right. It's the shift of being able to say, what can I do that I didn't do yesterday to be able to push myself into acceptance of growth?
Yeah.
To be able to be aware that we're going to have differences of opinions and that's okay. Mm-hmm. But here's the warning, because you brought this up earlier. The warning is that any kind of abuse, hurtful, physical, emotional.
Emotionally. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's resistance. Please pay attention to that and don't allow yourself to get stuck in yes. that situation.
Those are signs. It hurts every layer of your body. When you allow yourself, and I'm speaking to all, whatever age group or gender, when you allow yourself to be in an environment of abusive, it's all back to self-abuse. I was about to say even self-abuse, but no. Any abuse, like if Steve right now start abusing emotionally, physically, which he will never do that, or I am, what it really is a mirror of I am accepted being abused, I will be in self-abuse. And when I am in self-abuse, I am not in self-love.
Right.
So nothing good can come in if I see myself as deserving of self-abuse. And people, this is not conscious, but I want you to take account of your surroundings. And if you see that there is the frequency of abuse around you, I want you to put the mirror in your face right now and say, where in my life am I allowing myself to not be seen as worthy, as deserving, and I'm accepting the bare minimum or the minus 10, the minus 100 as my normal. And you get to stop that.
So let's take this a step further. We mm-hmm. we have about 10 minutes left or less of the Beautiful. Podcast. We talk about resistance.
Mm-hmm.
But we can be that frog in the kettle. It's an old expression, meaning that It's an old wives thing that you put.
I was about to say, please explain. I'm from Brazil. I never heard. Tell me more. Yes.
So you put a frog in a black kettle of water.
Okay.
You turn the fire underneath. The frog is not aware that the water becomes warm and then soon boils to death because it didn't recognize the change.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times that happens in marriages. How did I end up here? Because of the change that's here. He or she is not the same.
And it was
anymore.
Slowly. It was slowly.
It's slow progression into change. But sometimes I hear from women, I'm so invested in this marriage that I hope that he will change. And so it becomes a project.
Ooh,
where I'm this, going
this,
with this.
This needs to be a series. I already see it.
So where I'm going with this is that we could get used to change, that we don't see the resistance anymore. So where I want to go with this to the last of the, you know, the 9 minutes that we have is how to recognize resistance enough to empower us that there needs to be a change.
Okay. So I'm going to answer the question and I'm going to take one step back. Right before you said, we got to do something different. You got to do something different. The one layer underneath that is we got to be this something different. You don't do first. There's no doing. Doing would be mechanics, structure, which it works together with the being. But if your identity is an identity of victim, like I can do nothing about it, I am powerless, there's no doing that you can do because it will not match your beingness.
Right.
So how do you recognize? Honestly, you got to decide that you deserve to have the life of your dreams. And I just smile if you can't see my face right now, because I remember the day that I woke up and I said, fudge muffin, that's not my life. I deserve to have the life of my dreams.
Right.
And there was one point in life that I forgot that I was deserving of that dream. So I want to invite the listeners to connect back to, what do you feel? Maybe not at 40, 50, 60, whatever age you are right now, but what was your dream that you felt so far from it? Go back there right now. And I said right now, as I snap, I want you to connect and get the frequency back into your body. That's the number one thing. It's like, woof, wow, what if I am deserving of all my dreams? What if I am deserving of the relationship that when I was a little girl, a young man, a young adult, I dreamed of? A partnership, leaning on each other, romance, traveling, passion, changing the world, whatever it was. If you don't have your what if, let me just tell you right now, you can turn off this podcast. You're going to remain the same. There's nothing you can do. You got to be connected with the frequency of possibility first.
Right.
Because if the possibility is out there and it's for someone, it could be for you. And if it's for some time, it could be now. That is the nature of God. Omnipresent, omnipotent, all possibilities exists now. So the first step is to connect with the possibility. Once you connect with the possibility, now we can think about action steps and of how did I get here, right? The how might take you to a grieving site, and that's okay, right? Oh my gosh, I can't believe I allow all this, right? It's cyclical. Can you see this, the cycle? First, you acknowledge and you connect with your deservingness. And now you take account of the life you have created, conscious or unconsciously, and take a stand to transform from inside out. And it is a process, but it's not a process that would take 10 years. I promise you that. It's a miracle, magical process of possibility. I've seen it happen over and over again in my retreats, in masterminds, in coaching. I know you have seen miracles and magics happening in your practice as well, Steve. It happens. And then when that fire is back and you're back into your body and you're in the realm of possibility and miracles, now things start falling into place and grace kicks in.
You know, one of the things that, as we're coming to a close, we get about 5 minutes left, mm-hmm. is when I'm hearing how you're saying this, an illustration that comes to my mind is if we really look at plugs, how are we plugging ourselves? Are we plugged into a receptacle that's dead?
Oh my gosh, there we go.
Are we plugging ourselves into an outlet that's carrying maybe, 120 volts? When you think about the power, the dryer plug has a different type of outlet than a lamp plug does because the electricity of the dryer pulls in more. And so it's looking at where are you plugging yourself into? What outlet, what type of outlet, what energy do you want to draw from? And if you're surrounded by yourself with friends or people who are not much energy, it's not going to help you to shift somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And, for me in my life, I'm not at a plug-in. I'm not at Hoover Dam with the highest energy level. My energy is with God. That gives me so much more energy to be able, because his word has said he's given me everything pertaining to life and godliness.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think about that shift for me, it helps me to work through that resistance. It helps me to accept transition. Oh my gosh, how many transitions? I feel like a cat with 9 lives, Kenya. You know, that's 100%. That power.
On a daily basis and on a seasons. And we can look at nature, mm-hmm. how all the clues are in nature, as inside, as outside. If it's summer all year long, like it is in Brazil, and even though it feels like summer all year long, you still have seasons of more rain, seasons of more dry heats. There's always a shift in season. America, there's this gorgeous four sites, so distinct, right? Winter, summer, fall, and spring. And I appreciate that as a visual mark that changes good. If I choose to see it that way, again, the word perspective. And I embrace the resistance. And I have put enough people in my life, and this is over time, guys, that can point it out my blind spots. And it's incredibly powerful and important to have those key people in place. Rather, it is working with Steve or me or your best friend or another therapist or a women's group. You must be aware that your surroundings are shaping you, are lifting you, or are keeping you stuck.
And that's where it goes to choice.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
And to illustrate choice, because sometimes it can become overwhelming. Because when I like ice cream, there are so many different flavors I love of ice cream.
You want all of them?
I want all of them, right? And so that expression is, I love ice cream. It can't be the same as I love people, because it's totally different. But the choices can be overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's being able to know a goal mindset.
Mm.
I want ice cream. Okay, what do I want? So that when I hit the store called Brahms here in Oklahoma, I love that store.
It's a
mm-hmm. mom and pop store that started in Oklahoma City off of a major farm, and it's growing. And so I love their Rocky Road ice cream. Just one of my favorites. And then I hear somebody order a hot caramel sundae with orange sherbet, and I'm like, that doesn't sound good. But I made the choice from the resistance of my thought to make a choice to move to try. And that has become one of my favorites because something about orange and caramel go together. Just like hot red chili peppers with dark chocolate.
Wow.
Brings out that flavor of dark chocolate. So be mindful of when we say we're resisting. So look at the choices that can be made because we're going to miss out on the flavor of life.
100%. And I want to bring to the table this last thought.
Sure.
So maybe you're choosing into ice creams or choosing different people around your life and you're really listening to this podcast on a mentoring style, if you will, with pen and paper. I don't know what's your jam. Here's my message to you and my invitation. Choose you. Choose you. Choose you. Choose your brilliance. Choose your gifts. Choose you like no one has ever chosen you before. Choose you. Love you. Dare to discover. What does it even mean, Kenya? Discover, sit with you, meditate, pray, go deep, journal. What if you could? What if is for you? What if? Are you waiting for someone to choose you or to make the change for you? That's why you're there, because you're hoping and wishing and praying for change. Maybe you're supposed to generate that change or be the change by choosing you.
But Kenya, you know, I talk to most women that feel guilty by doing that.
Well, that's fantastic. There's a big difference between choosing you because somebody told you that that's selfish and choosing you because when I chose me, Kenya, I gave my three children a better mother.
Yes.
So when I choose me, everyone wins. I'll say that again. When I choose me, I win. My inner child wins. My children, my husband, my friends, everyone in my realm wins. And they somehow feel like, wow, I wonder what she's having. I'm not having any miracle. I'm not on nothing but water. I'm choosing me.
And you know, if you're starting to feel guilty, that's resistance to help you to bring
forth. It's more than that. You're breaking a pattern.
Yes.
I want you to expect to feel guilty. Wait, what? What? Yes. Expect, because the change is uncomfortable.
Right.
And the guilt actually doesn't show as guilt. Guilt shows first as, what if I'm wrong? What if this is bad? It's the what ifs of the voices in your head, which 99.99% of the voices in your head is not even you. Come on now. It's the previous programming, is the coding, is the upbringing, is the outside voice. So turn down those voices and you do feel guilt. Okay, Kenya said that I could feel that way when I'm shifting into something great. Yeah. What if I feel scared? You will feel scared. What if I feel fear? You will feel fear. What if you embrace, sit within and say, you know what? Just for today, just for this moment, I would choose me.
And it's okay, right? It is okay to choose you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not being selfish. It becomes selfish when you start hurting yourself and others.
It's necessary. It's more than okay. It's necessary. It only happens when you pick you. You pick you. This is your time. This is your turn. You choose you and see the world being better because of you.
And it's okay to allow resistance to happen in order for things to change. And happiness is not everything outside of you. Happiness comes by choice in yourself. And so until next time, I want to challenge you, keep resisting, keep changing, go through the transition.
Keep dancing with all of it. Keep
and dancing. No pun intended, but spring forward.
Yay!
Until next time.
I love you so much.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Coached Soul, where we aim to empower and uplift you on your journey towards personal growth and well-being. Remember, as you navigate through life, you don't have to do it alone. We encourage you to reach out to professionals, seek support from loved ones, and take the time to prioritize your own well-being. Stay tuned for future episodes filled with even more valuable insights and actionable tips. Remember, you have the power to thrive. And with Coach at Soul by your side, anything is possible. Until next time, take care, stay empowered, and keep shining your brightest light. For more information, contact Kenya at kenyacoachedsoul.com.